Okay, so we just discussed the first world where there is pure Hesterpanim, and he was explaining about if it's pure Hesterpanim, where's the Mishpat? Was okay, what's the second Tekufa? That was called Tekufas Mitzrayim. What was the second Tekufa? Hamatzav Hasheni, Kizman Azeh, Asher Ein Navi V'Chayzeh, V'Ein Itzan Oysis U'Moyfsin, L'Chayiv Kol Adam, L'Hakim Dulosu Yisbarach. There's no Navi, there's no prophet. And there's no miracles. Omnam, yeah, he's a Gilu Yoser. But there's still, Hashem is more visible. Hashem is definitely more visible now than he was at the time of Mitzrayim. The Tiri, and I'll show it to you why. Kigolas, there was never something like Mitzrayim at all. Shall you so much ba'avoda? Yet Klal Yisrael was so busy with their work, slavery. They didn't have Torah. Yisrael nivdeles umitzvaseh. A very fascinating concept. In Mitzrayim, we were worse off than we are now, because in Mitzrayim we didn't have anything to really define us. There's lashinu shma malbusham whatever, but we didn't have anything to really define us. We don't really have a real nation. Now we're a real nation. There's something that defines us. So the it's not like the first 2,000 years that there was no Torah. So Hashem is a known entity. People talk about God, people talk about the Jewish people, people talk about spirituality. There's much more awareness in the world of a Borei Olam. And therefore, you can't compare it to the Hester Panim that existed in Galus Mitzrayim when spirituality was an unknown entity. No one talked about God. No one talked about anything. Which is kind of crazy because saying like, I don't believe in this stuff. Which is kind of crazy because they were much closer to Bryas Olam and to the Mabul and all to these things, much more so than we than the later generations. But somehow or other, the knowledge of a Kadosh Baruch Hu came much more clear. So therefore, that alone already takes us a step away from pure Hester Panim. Fascinatingly,
Well, no one's
that's a
obviously
word.
only by math and Torah do we kind of see
Right.
Yigal Yishkinah on that level.
Right.
Avram looks like Yaakov.
Avram, no one knew was who Hashem was.
Yeah, but Avram,
Nothing.
from
He was the only
Avram
one. He recognized it before that.
Right.
That's
Correct,
true.
that's what he's saying. Hamatzav HaShlishi, what's the third matzav? The third matzav is Zman Shekadosh Baruch Hu Toifes Memshala Al Olamai Ba'isus V'Moisim Galu L'Cholam. And these are not in chronological order. These are just three different types of Gilui. Is when Hashem actually is pretty actively involved in the world. And there's a lot of Gilui. So now it's already a Tekuf of Gilui. What's that? That's L'das Hashem L'Kim Ritzo V'Hainu Kol Zman HaBayis HaRishon V'Hasheni. During the first and second temple era. So in, during those times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very apparent in the world. He was quite active in the world. But don't get carried away and think that that's the ultimate Gilui. It was a very external expression of godliness in the world because Hashem shows that I can control the nature of the world and that the wind, for example, will not blow the amud of the fire. It's one of the nisim, it says in Pirkei Avos, that the fire, that the smoke on top of the mizbeach never blew right or left. So what does that show me? It's a nice to say that even though there's wind in the world, Hashem can control it. Right? So what does that mean? It means that there's a higher level of gilui. There's a higher level of Gilui. Shem hayu oisom hamoifsim chaserim ha'loyhaisa ha'amuna mizbareres. You can't make, you know, amun ein ze tachlis ha'Gilui mashal gashbaruch roitzi shekvodin nigla ba'olamai.
But the absolute highest level is
Not yet. We didn't get to that.
giving the Torah in Persona, right? That has to be the highest level.
I don't know if that was a level. I don't
Well,
know if that
the
was a
whole
level.
nation heard Hashem's voice.
And
I
you said,
mean,
but I don't know if that was a sustainable. I think that's gonna be the next level.
no, I mean,
No, but Chris
Kriyas
Samson was a
Yamtsev,
miracle, but they didn't see Einon
we
Mavadli, right?
say the Master Rosh Hashukha Master Ras Chesmobuzi. So they saw Mamish, they saw a lot more by Kriyas Yamtsev than by Matan Torah.
No.
Matan Torah, they were blown back 10 miles and died. It had to be revived.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty intense.
No,
What does it say that about this is
I
about
think
Matan
that
Torah?
is
Does about my Kriyas Yamtsev?
that's an expression of nevuah, but that's not seeing the here it says by Matan Torah, it says Hashem opened up the seven levels of Shemayim. Hashem opened up the Shemayim and they saw everything.
What then?
They saw the real Gilu. That's what you're saying. They saw
Are
the
you
real
saying that?
Gilu. Yeah.
So
That's
that has to be
going to be the next
the
level.
ultimate.
Ha'amatzav, the fourth level, who she's Gal Kadosh Baruch Hu L'chov B'Yosef mitzad ha'yidia ve'atzaga. So he said, this is the difference. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, there is a Gilui of Hashem controlling the world, but you don't see Hashem, you just see his control over the world.
Simon.
But he says, there's another level on top when you actually experience Hashem himself, not just his control over the world. Elishiru Kvoido Yisbarach Vyasigu Beriboy Hadas and Chochma. Through their Das and Chochma and connection, they can actually experience Hashem himself. Bhumashanemar Kimala Aharetz Deya Es Hashem Kimaim Liam Mechasim will be so tangible that you will be able to feel the Gilui of Hashem. Because if Kiayin Be'ayin Yiru B'shuv Hashem Tzion, you will see Hashem Ayin Be'ayin. You will not need miracles to prove the point. Right? Like sometimes, that is. So, right, so in other words, you won't need a miracle to be reminded, oh, Hashem controls the world. The way the whole life is such that you're experiencing Hashem controlling the world on a daily basis. Your mom's interacting with Hashem on a very high level.
This is last moment when I asked.
Well, let's see what it is. Elu mitzara yidia ve'asaga k'chol ha'nevim v'chol ha'malachim ha'makir makel. We have the knowledge of malachim. V'zoisi yidia brura ba'amitis. This is a very clear and true yidia. Shelo yipol aleha shum safek. And then you won't have any sveikas. You won't need miracles. V'chein ah shmul. V'chein ha'isa ha'sagas kol v'yisrael al harsina. And this was the level of the Gilui of Klal Yisrael at Sinai. Diksiv, Ponim bePonim, Dibar Hashem Imochem Bahar Mitoicha Esh. It was Mamish Ponim bePonim. Ve'oimer Ki Min Hashemayim Dibarti Imochem. I spoke to you directly. V'ne'amar, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'om Bedabri Imoch. Shloita Emuna Mitzara Moifsu. You will not have to have miracles to experience godliness. She'd been full is a sophic atzma. The problem with miracles is if you could ask a question on the miracle, you start getting confused now in your amuna. El yedir brur mitzad she'in sham sophic klal. Rather, you will not have a sophic at all. Okay. What?
It's totally the dog. It's
Yeah.
totally the dog. It's not fault.
Ba'omram hini l'mitzias ha'adam yesh iluyim ul'fi'ili mitzius so if he's kuchol ken tam again asap fine. He's got a pasha v'zak kol. We didn't get up to the fifth level. This is the fourth level. Now, by the way,
Hello.
this is that Ramchal writes over here that they experienced this level at Har Sinai. So he writes this in other places. Basically, the Gilui at Har Sinai was such that Klal Yisrael started experiencing that the true reality is spiritual, and this world, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai type of thing, this world is just fake.
Now listen to this. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, you know, Chazal say that at Har Sinai, they saw things that were heard.
They heard with their eyes and they saw with
It
their
doesn't make
ears.
sense. It says they heard the things which are normally seen, like thunder, like lightning, and they saw the things which are normally heard. So what in the world does that mean? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains unbelievable chat. Chaim Volozhiner says that means as follows. You ever heard a good chat on that?
I heard, yeah.
I have.
Well, one way you hear that everybody just turned into a total receptacle. With no, it just received everything
Right, you know,
independent
doesn't
of the
matter.
senses.
Oh, okay. So he says like this. He says a great shot. He says the things which are normally heard, and there are things which are normally seen. Right. That means when you want to explain to me, right? If you want to tell me, I'm going to give you a good food. It's called ice cream. So in this world, I experience ice cream when you show me the ice cream. What I see is what I experience, right? So I experience ice cream and I got it. I got the real tacos. There's some things that we only hear in this world.
You don't go to the top list unless you taste it.
What? But I understand what it is. You don't have to explain that much
You
more.
can't ex you can't it's you
Well,
can't say what it is without tasting it.
no, that's what, when you see it, so you
You
know.
relive it when you see it.
Not the first time. I'm
Huh?
talking about the first
Right.
time in general.
Afterwards, when you see it
You know, the
again.
things that you want, the gashmias, you could show me, but ruchnias, you have to start explaining to me what it is, and then I have to hear about it, but I don't really see it. I don't really, it's not real to me. So you want to tell someone something about ruchnias, like, I can't explain to you, I don't really get it, right? I don't get what's so gishmak about it. You want to tell me what's gishmak about ice cream? Yeah, I got it. It's ice cream. It's good. I understand. She said, in at Har Sinai, everything changed. It was just the opposite. It was on such a spiritual level that the things which are normally heard, which is like the ruchnius experiences, those experiences they could feel. You said to someone, you know, what's gishmak? A good piece of Gemara. Yeah, obviously. No problem. I get it. By the way, there's something called ice cream. I don't understand what you mean. What? Ice cream? Yeah. You have to start explaining to them the gashmias. Because they couldn't experience it. They were on such a spiritually uplifted level that you would have to explain to them the gashmias because they couldn't experience it without hearing it. But the spiritual, they were able to experience firsthand. So he says it means. And as the normal things that we experience firsthand, we couldn't experience, and the normal things that you have to hear about, they could experience them. That's explained.
So that's taking yourself to so much higher madrega that everything is so much more important, so much.
More, I can
Right.
identify with the roughness.
Right. You see the Pedic Gedolei though, right? Like Reb Chaim and these people like that, they're making like they have like no concept that the
I mean, the gashmias didn't play a
Gashmias.
role.
There's no.
Okay, she got it for the website.